Turn up the audio. I can't hear. There we go. The 13th of March. The purpose of today is to read the following book, World Without Cancer by G. Edward Griffin. I say again, World Without Cancer by G. Edward Griffin. We have patient Wayne Green and my friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff began a quest, I think it's about 38 years ago now, to understand, comprehend, eventually become quite expert in anything and everything to do with the International Commerce Conspiracy. He has 6 books for sale at Amazon.com. His website, jrnyquist.blog, has 1, sometimes 2 excellent articles a week. That's jrnyquist.blog. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John.
How are things in the frozen Northland? Are you getting some warm days, I hope?
Yeah, it was, I think it was 60 degrees yesterday.
Oh, boy. Well, it's going to be in the mid-70s here today, which is unseasonably warm. And we got grass starting to grow. Flowers have been blooming for about a week. And I'm not a big fan of winter or snow, either one, so I'm glad to see it. Well, you keep on top of these different events with Ukraine and China and so forth. What do you want to start with? How about Ukraine? Any updates on Ukraine, sir?
Well, I think it was last Thursday, the Russians lost 850 troops in one day, 50 artillery systems, and several vehicles. The Ukrainian front is stabilizing. I think help from Europe is coming through. I think the Europeans have become more active in filling the gap since the United States isn't able to send the help. Because I think, in a way, Europe is more motivated. So those are the reports that we're seeing right now. And of course, the news on China is sort of supporting what Mr. Wang of Luda Media told me in 2 of our interviews, that China is putting the screws to Taiwan. They're also infiltrating Taiwan through the Taiwanese religious people and the rural people. At the same time, they've got the KMT party infiltrated, and they want to create unrest and economic trouble for the island that they hope to take it over. I think that these plans might be too optimistic. Just like the Russians in Ukraine, the Chinese may be underestimating Taiwan. Who knows? We'll see in the coming months. But
Taiwanese are smart, tough people with lots of resources, aren't they?
Well, they've maintained their independence, and you know they're doing it. They're just staying ahead of the Chinese. There's also the question of this large carrier deployment that was talked about in some defense reports, where we're going to send 5 aircraft carriers to the Western Pacific, and Britain possibly too, if they can get them both in working order, and the French send their aircraft carrier. So it would be a massing of Allied naval power on China as some kind of demonstration, or an attempt to get them to back off on their push in. You know, they're pushing the Philippines hard. They've been building those artificial islands in the South China Sea. They're claiming against international law a huge stretch of ocean and sea, because they've created these artificial islands that they claim gives them sovereignty over that sea.
That's a stretch. That's a stretch.
It's major sea lanes. I think most of Japan's merchant traffic goes through there. You know, to go around would be more expensive, just like with the Red Sea. This is the other thing Mr. Wang told me, is the Chinese are behind the Houthi and Iranian missile attacks. The Iranians are really running those Houthi missiles that are attacking ships in the Red Sea and causing ships to have to go around the Cape of Good Hope. And what he says is the Chinese want to put more missile blockades. They found this is the first time that and this is easily anticipated, that a non-naval power can deter a naval power through missiles. This is China's great experiment, like the anti-carrier missiles they've been trying to develop, at least two types, major types. And if they can deter sea power, you know, hundreds or even thousands of miles from coastlines, they can control important sea lanes by doing that. And this is sort of the strategy that we're confronted with now. You could say that what's happened in the Red Sea is an experiment. Now, normally, if a country were to attack sea lanes, you would attack that country. But these are Houthi rebels, right? So what country are they attached to? How do rebels have the wherewithal to have, you know, anti-ship missiles? That's an interesting thing. Somebody should go to war over this, because blocking sea lanes is an act of war, at least from the point of view of the U.S. Navy, which protects freedom of the seas.
Okay, Jeff, excellent comments. We have, from about six time zones away, we have Thomas in Germany. Good morning, Thomas.
Greetings. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
To report on Poland and Europe. You know, this week actually marks the 25th anniversary of Poland joining NATO, and this has been really quite a moment for Poland, lying in between, you know, two major powers, having this geographical fate of having no natural boundaries. And those 25 years, you know, they really were the first time, I think, in recent history that Poland had confidence in its sovereignty. So to celebrate that, you know, the conservative president Duda and the communist prime minister Tusk, they visited Washington, D.C. And in the central speech, Duda, the conservative president, he pushed actually for 3% standard defense spending for all NATO members. And it was so apparent that this is actually something that communist Tusk really didn't like, because it goes against, you know, his bosses in Germany and Russia. Anyway, so this is a time where little signs, they show interesting positions in Europe. For example, in Poland, the Polish press is now wondering about Germany's allegiance, because, you know, apparently there's been a saying in secret services that if you want Russia to know something, you tell it to a German agent. And recently we had the Taurus rocket leaks of the German high command of the Luftwaffe. We've had that followed up by Scholz disclosing hands-on Allied support in Ukraine. And everybody knows that in Germany there's a rising pro-Russian, non-centrist attitude, basically a scissor strategy on the right and on the left, that being in practice there. So, amazingly, you know, Czechoslovakia, there's a split there. We have, you know, the conservative Czech Republic supporting Ukraine, even with artillery shells. And we have the Social Democrat Slovakia now supporting Russia, blocking Ukrainian aid like Hungary. So in Europe, just, you know, I kind of see three kind of parties. One region, it's the pro-Ukrainian countries like Poland, Finland, the Scandinavian countries, and England. And they are actually starting a civil defense dialogue now within their countries. And Finland is doing a great job. Then there's like countries that have communist agents at the top, countries you can't really trust, like Germany and France. And then there's the pro-Russia countries like Slovakia, Hungary, and Serbia. They block Ukrainian aid and they push for peace, like the Pope did. So in all of this, and that's my question, Mr. Nyquist, What do you make out of Trump receiving Viktor Orban, basically at the same time that, you know, Biden received, yeah, conservative Duda? And it really leaves a kind of bitter taste that Trump received Viktor Orban, because he's so openly pro-Russian in a way. For European countries, it's clear where Hungary stands. What does that leave with...
Go ahead. Trump? What was the rest of it?
What should we think about Trump in this decisive phase? I mean, these symbols, they mean something.
Yeah, my disappointment with Trump, as with many people on the right, is that they don't really understand that Orban is really with Moscow. And they don't really, many of them don't understand that Moscow is with China, that there is a renewed, or it always existed, I think, communist bloc that Moscow is playing with. And that they won't, you know, there's so many people believed in this victory in the Cold War, when we know from defector sources and from, you know, things like Robert Bukhar's film about the Velvet Revolution, or Andrew Codrescu's book on the revolution in Romania in 1989, that these 1989 revolutions were ordered from Moscow on purpose. Moscow was collapsing the communist alliance, the communist bloc, as part of the strategy. And unfortunately, this understanding, even now when it's perfectly visible that it was a strategy and that they're coming after us, united with China, that Galitzin's ultimate prediction about a one clenched fist with Russia and China aligned, trying to change the balance of power, has come true, they won't acknowledge it. Thank you, William F. Buckley, for attacking Galitzin and Angleton. Whenever you hear these names, Angleton and Galitzin, you hear about the mistakes they made. And every human being makes mistakes. You don't hear about these correct predictions and analysis of Soviet strategy and their ultimate strategy with China. And you have all these Western businessmen and politicians here in the U.S., including Republicans, that are completely in the pocket of China. That's one good part about Trump, is that he's not in the pocket of China, like what some people are alleging against the Speaker of the Wisconsin State Assembly, Robin Voss. And of course, there's even connections in this. There's this SLLF. It's a legislative group to unite Chinese and U.S. politicians. And Voss is on the board of that. And so and of course, he's been blocking some ballot reforms to prevent election fraud. There's a recall against him. That's just one politician, but I'm afraid there's hundreds, if not thousands, of politicians in this country, Republican and Democrat, who are in bed with China. The problem is that we've got this belief on the part of the MAGA movement that Russia's okay, that we can flip Russia against China. Well, that is not going to happen. And see, in Europe, you have Orban, like you said, you've got Hungary, Slovakia, and Serbia. Of course, Serbia is not in NATO. But you've got these pro-Russian countries, and you've got pro-Russian elements, like in Poland, in the Tusk government, like the elements in Romania, that they're not. And then in Germany, of course, in France, where you've got powerful political infiltration in Paris and Berlin of not only the governments, but in Germany especially, the large corporations saw this bonanza in getting in together with Russia. And so Germany got economically married to Russia, you know, when the Cold War ended. They put tons of money. They were the ones that put the most money into the former Soviet Union and then into Russia. And to the point where the Russians were firing German satellites out of ballistic missile submarines, you know, which was like, wow, you can do that? So the Germans have, and of course the French have given technology to the Russian military. So, you have this problem in Europe, as in the United States, where everybody isn't on the same page and they don't get these are our enemies and these are our friends. And this is the most basic thing in politics. Know who your enemies are and know who your friends. But if you don't, you can't be, you're not competent. And it's the thing that bothers me about people today, about Trump, that Trump, you know, has good instincts, knows a lot of things, but he doesn't really understand these fundamentals.
No, I'm it's like what Tucker did with Putin. We say blunders. Anyways, I had a different question, my last one. It's about mobilization. Somebody said mobilization is basically war already. Now, we see absolutely, you know, Russia being in a war economy now, having arrived there. I'm not sure how far China is. But it's about the problem that when you realize it too late, you are in such a bad position that, you know, you probably have to agree on some kind of settlement and basically a defeat. How do you see that situation, considering Europe?
Yeah, that's a serious question. It was a Russian general just as World War I was starting that said mobilization is war, was trying to trick the Tsar into mobilizing, knowing that that would be the war that this general wanted. Yes, Russia is mobilized. Some people describe Russia as fully mobilized. I don't think that's exactly true, because Russia's concept of full mobilization is mobilization for nuclear world war. Same thing with China. But in China, they're building blast and fallout shelters like crazy. I got this from a source yesterday. Of course, they had introduced, you know, both Russia and China have introduced these militarization measures gradually since Putin came into the presidency in 2000. Reintroducing civil defense education, for example, I think in 2000 or 2001, bringing back many of the Soviet Cold War, you know, nuclear war preparation things for society. Of course, doing it very softly at first and then laying the foundations of new military industry. Well, there was corruption, there was failure in doing that from what we can see. But what Mr. Wang of Luda Media told me is that China is actually sending machine tools, the equipment for building new arms factories in Russia, so that Russia can actually, you know, tool itself up. And of course, Russia is out producing NATO and artillery shells by some, I don't know if it's 2 or 3 to 1. But then you have China and North Korea's production capacity, and the West doesn't, you know, in terms of conventional warfare, both anti-tank and howitzer rounds are extremely important. Our ability to produce those for a prolonged war is severely limited, because we, at the end of the Cold War, there's not going to be any war. So we let all these plants go. And so we have these minimal stockpiles. Whereas they've really been building up, and of course logistics is war, and here we're going to be schooled in this. And I talked to a defense contractor day before yesterday, and he was telling me, it's terrible. We can't make everything here in the U.S., which the U.S. used to be industrially self-sufficient, and that means that we can't build our Navy back up, our Air Force. Everything is, when the Chinese yank on our supply chain, they can block effectively, at least now, some of our production in our attempt to retool. So, yeah, it's this mobilization thing. I think in Europe, they're waking up. They're talking even about how do we make more nuclear weapons for ourselves. You had the British Trident test failure. The U.S. is not, under Biden, is not having these discussions publicly. There's still the insular provincial American attitude that we're protected by two oceans, which in the space age of missiles and massive, you know, fast long-range aircraft is not the case. And then, so...
Hold on, we got a break here, gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Hey, Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They got to be tired, the Revs. They got to be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by the Energy Cleaner. If you're tired of being tired, check out the Energy Cleaner. Pain issues, same thing. I have a 90-day money-back guarantee on Energy Cleaner. I'm picking up a fresh batch in a couple of hours here and help you take care of your issues. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on Energy Cleaner. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist, his website is jrnyquist.blog. Books are sold at Amazon. Jeff, before we get back to our conversation with Thomas, how can people subscribe to your website, please?
There's a PayPal button below every article or video that they can help support the site.
Okay. You were still giving a comprehensive answer with Thomas before the break. You want to wrap that up, sir, before we can go on?
Yeah, well, that was pretty much it. I mean, they did get the jump on us in remilitarizing, and they know it, and they're trying to exploit that. So, yeah, that's basically what it is.
Yeah, it's a terrifying strategic situation, right? The nuclear arsenal, ammunition production, the economy or the war economy side of it. I mean, if you see the big picture, wow, what a situation. What a blind... Mm-hmm. Yeah. What a blind...
Yeah, it is, and it was foreseeable. If people had taken Gallitzin's 1984 book, New Lies for Old, seriously, everything is played out as he warned in that book, to a T. And then when you go to the people who really had the testimony about the revolutions in Eastern Europe, look, communist structures just don't go away because they say they've surrendered. You know, there's a deceptive element in that. Communists just can't give up. They don't give up. It's like a religion. They believe in their thing. The idea that the communists would have given up the Soviet Union nonviolently without killing a whole bunch of people, how did that happen? They just gave up? I mean, that's like a fairy tale. And we were sold that fairy tale. And now we see that it's the tables are turning on us. And we still haven't woken up to the internal subversion part of it, because there's two things we have to face up to: that we were fooled at the end of the Cold War, and that we've been penetrated, we've been subverted within ourselves. And
what's really shocking in Germany, just this last comment, is how thick this wall is of the peace movement and the pro-Russian side. I really wish for the U.S. that it's not going to be Scott Ritter and McGregor that are pushing this whole AGA movement to the wrong side. It must be that, you know, Trevor and you and others and Frank, it just must have some influence. You know, we don't have these voices here. It's impossible to get through the new right, but I really wish for the U.S. something else. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Yeah, I do
okay.
too. Yeah.
Great call, Thomas. We appreciate it. Our next caller is John in Texas. Morning, John.
Hello. I have a question about a contrafactual. What if, for some reason, Jimmy Carter had been reelected in 1980, how would the 1980s have gone differently?
If Jimmy Carter had been reelected in 1980, you mean?
Yes.
Well, that's a very difficult what if. I mean, Carter was already rebuilding the military. It's doubtful, though, he would have. There were people on the far left in his administration, and his energy policies and his economic policies were not very successful. The U.S. could have had a pretty rough time. If you recall, Carter wanted to basically, have everybody tighten their belt and have the United States accept high energy prices. And Reagan did not. And Reagan showed how this was not, we were not doomed because of this. And Carter had a different attitude as president. So, yeah.
All right. So, and I don't know, what would have, so he would have gone, he would have left office just a few months before Gorbachev came in power, correct?
Well, if he had a second term, he would have left office in January of 85. Gorbachev became General Secretary of the Communist Party in March of 85.
So, here's another what if. What if Reagan had, in fact, been assassinated John Hinckley in April of 81, and George Bush finished out his first term? How would the 80s have been different?
There's no telling. I mean, there's no telling what George Bush learned from Reagan about being president, because George Bush was sort of a liberal Republican. And I think he would have been more liberal if he had not had the 8 years as Reagan's vice president.
John, thank you for your call. Thank you for your call, John. We got about an hour break. We'll be back with another caller.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available anyplace, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Gentlemen, my website is thelibertyman.com. If you want to get up to speed on the worst crime in human history, the consequences of the COVID vaccination clot shot, I have more than 200 videos and articles by world-class scientists like Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. He's saying that the COVID vaccinations are meant to kill and hurt. They're not side effects. They're the direct intended effects. You want to live in a neighborhood of mostly all Christian conservative patriots? Check out the Ark Haven Intentional Christian Community at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.blog. His books are sale at Amazon. Jeff, our next caller is, looks like JP in Chicago. Good morning, JP.
Jeff and John. Hey, I got to say, I like your callers today, especially Thomas from Germany. I got to say, I was an exchange student there, and back in the 80s, they're way above the par. I mean, they had Commodore computers in every room, and this is pre-internet, you know, so the education level is very high there, and I like to hear perspectives from different parts of the world, because you get a different idea, you know, what's really going on. It's the best way to find the truth. So to Thomas, I got to say, ich bin sprechen Sie Deutsch, ich lebe in Deutschland, as long as Germany. But so back to on topic here. You guys were talking about FDR. Now, what's interesting about FDR and the State of the Union, and, you know, earlier we were talking about the State of the Union, Biden said he was like FDR. That was the first thing he came out and said. And if you look at the history of FDR, he was a sick president. He had polio, and that's when a lot of the polio vaccinations and the serums were being rolled out. And he also pushed what Clinton was trying to do, state medicine, you know, where that's another plank of the Communist Party. Rumors are his wife was a big-time commie. So together with vaccination programs and then supplying the Russians, I guess my question is, to Jeff, is Biden a closet commie, just like FDR? I think FDR was a closet commie. He supplied the Russians with all those, you know, trucks and a lot of industry so they could build tanks and things of that nature. That if they didn't have that, they probably would have never won the war. We would have never won the war against Germany. So is Biden playing us? That, you know, people complain about Trump, but we had a commie coup in my book in 2020, and we're being run by closet commies, and they are on both sides. But it seems to be we're being set up for World War II and World War III with our President Biden. And I guess it's a long-winded question, Jeff, but is there any comparisons between Biden and FDR that you see?
Well, yeah, I mean, look, the same thing, you know, we don't know, we don't have any positive information about Biden being an ideological communist, but Biden has been a person who has facilitated the communist movement. So there's the communist movement is mostly made up of people who aren't communists, who are helping communism into power, to become a world power. And Biden and FDR were among those people that helped the communists become more powerful. And, of course, I think it's very suspicious that Obama, who I think is a communist, because he was in college a communist, according to school chums, he was trained by Frank Marshall Davis. Obama picked Biden as his vice president. That suggests that maybe Biden is also one. That would be the one argument, the one sign, because why would a person who had Marxist beliefs like Obama pick him? And of course, Biden always seemed to be a social conservative. You know, if you show how his past as a senator, he was conservative on all these domestic issues. But notice when it came to the Soviet Union, he would always cast votes for peace against things that were harmful to the Soviet Union. And I think that that's indicative too. So however Biden is owned by them, and they're, you know, a person does not have to be cooperating and helping the communists, does not have to believe in communism. They could just be somebody who has been bribed. But yeah, I think, and you know, the big theory on FDR is that he was just a useful idiot in the White House. He had Harry Hopkins there. His wife, of course, loved the Soviet Union, you know, Eleanor Roosevelt. And there were a lot of New Dealers who really liked the Soviet Union, who were really socialists at heart. But when communists, you know, there was a William Wirt was a major educational figure in the U.S., and he had testimony before Congress. This is in Diana West's book. William Wirt overheard real communists talking at a dinner party that were within the National Education Association saying that, oh yeah, Roosevelt's our guy, but we're going to get rid of him when we come to power because he's not really a communist, but he's very useful to us right now. And I think that's the way the communists think about a lot of politicians who help them.
That's interesting. It's kind of like what's happening now with the border crisis. I mean, literally millions, hundreds of millions, or 20 million is the figure, across the border. And I see him here, like, for example, my alderman, it's kind of a close-knit Irish community here on the south side, but the alderman's son was marching for Bernie Sanders. I'll never forget that. So I think, you know, his son, like father, and he hired a bunch of scabs to do work locally here. It was all, not a single white man, okay? It was all scab workers, all Mexican foreigners, and it's the crappiest road I've ever seen. It literally is lopsided, like a third grader actually created it. It was that bad. Also here locally, I know the guy that took a bullet for Reagan, so I could speak directly for Reagan, the assassination. His name was Tim McCarthy. I know his son, actually. He's a Tinley Park chief of police, and he took the bullet for Reagan. Good man. But Reagan, the story with Reagan is that it was Bush, the Bush family that was behind the assassination. Are you aware of that, Jeff or John, that the crazy man that shot Reagan was actually
Hinckley
with the Bush family? Hinckley, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's public now, public record.
Well, I mean, that there's connections between the Hinckley family and George W. Bush family is true. But Hinckley was definitely mentally ill. He was very disturbed. You know, he wrote these very disturbing letters to the actress in Taxi Driver, Jodie Foster. And when you look at that, those crazy notes, you realize this guy is mentally deranged. So we do have this problem with people who have personality disorders or are mentally deranged. I mean, people don't realize 25% of the homicides in the United States are committed by paranoid schizophrenics. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. So it is a serious problem. And they sometimes take shots at presidents. You know, so we shouldn't be looking for a conspiracy theory. And of course, the fact that his family knew the vice president's family, I mean, I don't think that was conscious. It might have been unconscious on the part of Hinckley, you know. But no, Hinckley was just trying to make a name for himself, just like Lee Harvey Oswald when he shot JFK. He was very concerned about his wife's image of him and that he wanted to prove himself as a Marxist. And this is, you know, there was a book came out last summer by a family friend of the Oswalds who knew them really well. He was an economics professor at Stanford. I read the book. It's amazing. The psychological insights of people that know people. You know, it's a lot of people like to speculate, but the people that really were there and knew the people have a much better understanding of the motivation and what really happened.
I gotta push back on you on the Kennedy assassination, though. That Kennedy was definitely murdered. It was an inside job.
He was murdered, but it wasn't an inside job. The FBI.
No, I've interviewed Tosh Pumley. I've talked to him directly. He was on scene. I've actually found the murderer guy. The guy that took the kill shot was from the Grassy Knoll. His name is James E. Fowle. He's an Army Green Beret. He's working for the mob and the CIA. And we just recently did an interview. My friend Michael Jaco did an interview with him. You could see it on his website in Rumble. But this definitely, I'm 95% certain that the CIA took out Kennedy, not the Russians. I'm sorry about that. That's in my mind.
Yeah, well, that's not credible to me, so I'm sorry.
Well,
I've read a lot about it. I've read a lot of people that knew them. You go to Edward J. Epstein's work on it. There's what people create mythologies around these things, and there's a really great book that's called Case Closed.
Watch the interview. Watch the interview of James E. Fowle on Michael Jaco's side. He has exact detail. I've also watched the FBI interview of him in jail. He corroborates all the key players in there. He has specific data of how he took the shot, what type of weapon he used. And if you understand ballistics, Kennedy's head was blasted from the front left. He hit the temple, and the back of his head exploded. If you watch the tape, his wife jumped on the back of the car, was picking up his brains. I don't mean to be sick here, but that's a fact. He was shot from the front. That was what killed him.
No, I know that. The real ballistic experts do not conclude that.
Well, I've confirmed it with the actual eyewitness guys, and I've talked to
Gentlemen, let me jump in here because we could take hours on that particular topic, but I just have something to contribute. I was having lunch with two FBI agents, and the Kennedy assassination came up, and this was the high level in St. Louis, Missouri, the second in command of the St. Louis FBI office in St. Louis. Their response was the following, a two-word response, creative forensics. And I don't want to dwell on it any longer. Do you have anything else, JP, before you go?
No, I'm sorry to be argumentative. I love your show, and Jeff, you really do educate us all. So thank you for your time and every week.
Okay.
We appreciate
Let's move on. JP, thank you. Our next caller is Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Oh, good morning, John. Good morning, Jeff. That number that you gave out at the beginning of the show, Russia lost 850 soldiers, 22 drones, and 16 artillery systems. I had to look that up. That's a ridiculous story. By the way, it's not true.
Fifty artillery systems and six armored fighting vehicles.
Really? You really mm-hmm. believe that?
It's more credible than the Russian version of events over there. You've been telling us almost 2 years that the Russians are winning the war, but the Russians, it's 2 years and Ukraine is still standing.
They are winning the war. There's no doubt about it.
Then why, after 2 years of winning, you've won, right?
What?
After 2 years of winning, you've won then, right?
Well, they've won the war so far. I mean, Ukraine has lost over 500,000 men.
They have
no army left. They have nothing. They have no shells. They have nothing to fight with anymore. What would you consider? Would you consider that a win for Ukraine?
You're just trying to demoralize the Western alliance from defending itself from Russia. You're just listening to Russian propaganda.
No, I'm not listening to Russian propaganda. I'm listening to the true reports that are coming out on the war.
You're espousing it.
What?
What do you mean, what?
I'm not espousing anything. I'm telling you the facts of what's going on over there in Ukraine. I don't care. It doesn't matter which side wins to me.
Well, then why
care.
Are you talking about it?
I just know
it?
That the truth is that Russia's winning.
Okay, you think
there's
so.
It's not what I understand from following it. Where are your sources? Where's your source on this story?
Well, it was in the newspapers. It was on the internet. It was on major news.
It was
news.
On the internet, right.
Yeah.
It was reported supposedly, I looked it up, it was reported supposedly on Facebook. Okay. So
no, it was in a news magazine.
Oh, it was in a newspaper that reported it from
yeah,
Facebook.
Yeah, newspapers were reporting a heavy day of casualties. And it's
the source
being reported
came from,
that
right
it's being
here,
reported
the
in all
Yahoo
the media,
news, General
in all the
Staff,
media
the
that
armed
Ukraine,
forces of Ukraine
has
on
stopped
Facebook
the Russian offensive really bloodied their nose
it.
In the over the last week.
It's a Facebook. It was reported by a General Staff of the Armed Forces of Ukraine on Facebook. It also goes on to say that approximately 411,500 military personnel were killed in Russia over the last 2 years. And they lost 6,500 some tanks. If you believe that, you've got a hole in your head.
Okay. If you say so.
No.
You seem Charlie quite Jones. Exercised about it for someone who doesn't care who's going to win the war, which makes me wonder whether you're telling us the truth about what you really think and feel.
The United States, I would love for them to reach some kind of peace settlement over there. This is a ridiculous war. Okay?
Well, tell that to Mr. Putin, who invaded Ukraine.
If this Biden is, this is a Biden war, okay?
No, it's not a Biden war. It's a Putin war.
It's a Biden war.
Biden didn't start the war. It's, you know, you, I don't see, this is where I don't understand people like you, that you have so distorted reality. You have such a view that the aggressor, the military aggressor in the war is not somehow responsible for the war. It's some president who didn't do a thing. In fact, before the war, and this is a fact, Biden refused to give military assistance to Ukraine that might have deterred Russia. So I guess maybe Biden's responsible because he didn't actually try to deter Russia from doing it. But it's not his war. The failure of deterrence is, it's the war's on the aggressor. You know, it's not Chamberlain's fault that Hitler went berserk. He didn't help the matter by appeasing Hitler, but it was all on Hitler. It's the same thing. It's all on Putin. You saw Putin's interview with Tucker Carlson, right, where Putin basically refused to answer Tucker's leading question about him being innocent, about there being a NATO aggression. He would not say that. He just said there is no such country as Ukraine. It's part of Russia. And that's his reason for invading. Well, that's the reason Hitler invaded Poland. And Putin in the interview even admitted that, said Poland, it was Poland's fault for not giving German territory back to the Germans. So it's a very strange situation where even now Putin is, you know, admitting things. And you don't think that
they had a peace settlement and that Boris Johnson flew over to Ukraine and convinced them not to sign peace building.
We need to wrap this up. Charlie, thank you for your call. We got a couple minutes left. We'll be right back.
All right, bye.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question. The only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back. Well, Jeff, it's been a lively hour, to say the least, and we've got about 3 minutes here for you to put out the most important information you want to for this week, sir.
Yeah, well, it's what's disturbing is the way that people who are not really following events closely can fall for disinformation from Russia and or China. And it's true about all parts of the political spectrum, from the left to the right. And this is the problem, combating a distorted point of view. I'm not sure why people want to believe things, believe certain things about Russia or China. But what I want to tell people is that the most important thing in politics is to know who your friends are and know who your enemies are. And China and Russia have been preparing for war against us for a long time. And they're, as the defector literature shows, Anatoly Golitsyn, read New Lies for Old, Golitsyn predicted everything that's happened. He said that in 1984, he said that they were planning to collapse the Warsaw Pact alliance. They were planning to have the Communist Party give up power in the Soviet Union, and that it would basically be fraudulent. The party would control from behind the scenes through its agent networks, through the KGB. And of course, this is what we've seen. Putin is a KGB colonel, was a KGB colonel. And so right down to the collapse of Romania under Ceausescu, you've got the book, The Hole in the Flag by Andrei Cădrescu, where he discovered, while in Transylvania, shortly after the fall of Ceausescu, a Russian journalist admitted to him that Moscow knew all about it in advance and was part of it. You've got, of course, you've got the testimony against Lech Walesa, the Solidarity leader, where a former agent of the or officer of the Polish secret police said that he was a agent of the secret police. You've got the testimony against Vaclav Havel from Havel's bodyguards gathered by Robert Bukhar in his documentary about the Velvet Revolution being ordered from Moscow. So you've got to understand these extremely difficult for Americans to understand games that Russia and China play, and that that they have been tooling up for war while we have been dozing. For those people that think America and NATO is this big evil military alliance, I've got news for you. We're not ready. We've been caught flat-footed. That means that's malice aforethought on the part of Beijing and Moscow. They've been planning these things, and this is pretty obvious when it comes down to it.
It is obvious. Jeff, thank you. Appreciate it. Have a great week. We'll look forward to having you back next Wednesday.
Thank you.
That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy, clean your essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition, never ever get your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri, the large, beautiful state of Missouri I get to live in, the even larger, beautiful state of Texas. And Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
Health Simple with Colorado Shilajit. Fact bit number one. What goes in must come out. Whatever we ingest, breathe in, or transfer by contact must be expelled. Expelled directly as burned calories, through perspiration, respiration, or expelled via urinary and gastric channels. Every element that is not properly used or removed by our bodies become toxins. And toxins, as we know, are causal to every disease and ailment. Toxins are what makes us subpar, unable to be at our best. Be your healthy best by cleansing your body of daily and deeply embedded toxins. Live stronger, and we hope live longer. Shilajit, legit Shilajit, that is, like Colorado Shilajit, is perhaps the greatest homeopathic whole body remover of toxins made by Mother Earth.
Look for the Gold Mountain and Medical Symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.